Now, Galesburg's evening news continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
542 on Galesburg's evening news on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month, and of course the Galesburg Public Library will be marking the occasion. And Jane Easterly, the Assistant Director of the Galesburg Public Library, is here to tell us all about it. Jane, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me here to talk about what we're doing in September.
Absolutely. I sure appreciate you reaching out to us to get this out. I'm guessing that I might be surprised at how many people still don't have a library card.
Yeah, I can't give you exact numbers, but there certainly are a lot of people who are eligible for a library card that don't have one. Also, many people don't really realize all the benefits that the library has. It's not just about books. Like DVDs are our most popular item now, TV shows, movies, things like that. So we're really trying to get the word out to try and get people in the library or back in the library in September. And we have a number of different things we're doing. One that's going to interest people who do have library cards is we are forgiving all overdue fines on all Galesburg Public Library items, the fines that are owned by Galesburg Public Library cardholders. So if you owe any late fees, those are all going to be removed by next week.
I know that's pretty popular, and I imagine, like, while you don't want to think about it maybe in terms of you're not getting as much revenue as you would like, but that can save people some money.
Absolutely. And with late fees in particular, we don't really rely on the revenue.
Yeah.
You know, that's really just to encourage people to return things on time. The forgiveness doesn't include if someone has checked something out and not returned it, because that's not fair to the residents of Galesburg that paid for that item and might also want to borrow it. But the late fees, it's thousands of dollars we'll be forgiving. And usually you have to come in the library and ask, and this time we're just doing them all.
Oh, okay.
Everybody, whether they come in the library in September or not, their overdue fines will be forgiven.
There was some talk here a few months ago with Harriet Zippel, the director, wanting to
go fine free.
Go fine free. Where are we at with that?
It's still on the table.
Okay.
But instead, we're implementing this, first of all, so everyone's going to be starting at zero.
Okay.
And we're also adding a 3-day grace period, which means you've got three extra days to turn it in before you will have any late fines.
Very good. What are some of the other initiatives you're looking at this month?
Well, we have three great gift baskets of items, one for adults, one for teens, and one for kids. And you can enter to win by walking in the door and showing us your Galesburg Public Library card to a staff member, or by signing up for a card in the month of September. And then at the end of the month, we'll pull one winner of each of those gift baskets.
Very good. Let me ask you about what you need to sign up a library card for a library card. What do you need, and do you ever get resistance when you ask of people to bring this particular documentation?
Sometimes, because people don't always think about what we are doing is safeguarding their identity. You really don't want someone coming in and signing up as Will Stevenson and checking out a bunch of stuff and never returning it.
Now that's because my name's really William. No, anyway.
We do ask for a valid photo ID and proof of Galesburg residence. Okay. So a lot of times that is the ID, or someone can bring in a lease or a bill or something like that showing that they live within the city limits, and that will get them a card. We also have something that we're still trying to get the word out. We came to an intergovernmental agreement with District 205.
Yeah, yeah.
So if students go to a District 205 school but don't live in Galesburg, those students can also get a Galesburg Public Library card. So
are people not taking advantage of that?
Not as much as we would like to see. Yeah. So we would love to see those students in. They have to provide proof of enrollment in a District 205 school and a parent with the parent's current photo ID.
Okay. In terms of, I'll put it this way. By way of disclosure, I'm a resident of East Galesburg. What should I do, Jane?
Well, it is true. We're a city library.
Yeah.
So everyone who lives in Galesburg Either they pay a specific tax to the library or their landlord does.
Mm-hmm.
If someone doesn't live within the city, they can get a library card, but they have to pay the equivalent of what they would pay if their house was in the city limits.
Okay.
So it's not more than anyone else would pay. It's the same amount that someone would pay if they lived in the city of Galesburg.
Making it fair and equitable.
Yes, for the city residents, mm-hmm. because it wouldn't be fair to someone who lives in Galesburg if you could come and use our everything without paying that tax.
Okay.
A lot of what we have, though, actually is available to anyone. You know, you don't have to have a library card to use a lot of our resources.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple of minutes left, so why don't I have you talk about anything else that you might have going on this month of September?
Well, I did want to mention also, if you've lost your library card, you can get a free replacement in September.
Okay.
And I also want to mention, there's a lot of organizations that have monthly speakers. Sometimes they're looking to fill out the calendar.
Uh-huh.
I am happy to come speak to any organization in Galesburg. I really surprise people when I tell them about some of the stuff that's going on at the library that they may not realize that we offer.
What might surprise them the most?
That we have digital downloadable ebooks is one of the things. A lot of people still don't realize you can get free ebooks from the library instead of just buying them on Amazon all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things. And also the sheer amount of checking out of DVDs.
Well, yeah, I imagine that's probably... Who'd have thought when, and even when I was a kid, my first job was at a library, who'd have thought that the video business would be so important to the operation of the library?
Yeah, but a lot of people, they don't have Netflix and they don't stream. So it's really great that they can come get the hot DVDs of movies and TV shows for free at the library.
I have a Netflix subscription I pay for but never use. That's another discussion for another day. But anything else we should know? I imagine you have other things going on September 2.
Some people have heard about Kathleen Barber.
Yeah.
She's a native Galesburger who's written a Simon & Schuster thriller called Are You Sleeping, getting rave reviews on Oprah's To Read list. And she will be at the library on September 14th at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Talking about her book, selling and signing copies. Or you can buy copies at Stone Alley and bring them with you, and she can sign it for you.
Very good. All right. So if anybody has any questions, again, about National Library Card Sign-Up Month and the stuff you're offering, how can they find that out?
They can come to the library. They can visit GalesburgLibrary.org. They can find Galesburg Public Library on Facebook. They can call us at 343-6118. And we also have an email reference at galesburglibrary.org. All of those will work, and we'll try and get people back in and using the library.
We talked about it on Monday, but I imagine you were probably just as excited as anybody to see your old boss get honored by the state.
On Monday, Pam Van Kirk, the former director, was named as an Illinois Library Luminary. It's a big honor, and she was gobsmacked. We kept it a surprise until she walked in the door.
You kept saying you weren't sure that you were going to be able to keep it from her, and you did.
We did, yeah. So, yeah, that's it's a big thrill for her, and it's an honor for us as well, having had her as our director.
Absolutely. Jane Easterly, Assistant Director of the Galesburg Public Library. Thanks, as always, and hopefully you get a lot of new library cards and at least get some people's fines forgiven here in the month of September.
Yep, thanks a lot for the time.